20-year-old Dima Zaidan is in Wausau, here to learn about America. But her mind and her heart are back home with her family in southern Lebanon.
Actually, my family are still at home. They cannot do anything about that. It's a very bad situation. They're at risk at any time.
Dima can't return to her family even when her trip is over, because there's no airport to return to. And she's not sure that she wants to go back to see what's left of her beautiful city of Beirut.
I don't want to go back home to see all this beautiful stuff that I saw before I came here, to see them all in black and destroyed.
As Israeli bombs rain down on Beirut, Hezbollah rockets explode in Nazareth, the home of 19-year-old Rasha Khoury, who is experiencing the war from the other side of the border.
Nazareth was exposed to two bombs, and two children actually died.
And while Rasha is an Arab Israeli, she worries about the safety of her Jewish friends.
We are interacting with Jews all the time. I study in Haifa, and I do have many Jewish friends.
As for Dima's perspective of Israel,
all I know from Israel is that everyone who lives there is a Zionist, and everyone living there believes in war against all the Arab countries around it.
So it may come as a surprise that Dima from Lebanon and Rasha from Israel have become good friends during their visit to America and Wausau, Wisconsin.
I was very afraid to meet her because I knew that she was Israeli, and I thought, this is a person that I don't want to get in contact with. But when we came here and I saw how friendly she was, and I thought, she cannot be a terrorist. She cannot be the one who's behind all this, so there's no need to
frustrate.
Dima and Rasha both say they want what most of their people want. They want the killing to end.
Innocent people are dying, and it's not fair, and it should be ended.
I'm very angry because it's very unfair. And it's illogical, and I'm frustrated because no one is doing anything to help us.
I think it's always a governmental problem because the good people don't rule our countries.
Dima Zaidan and Rasha Khoury came here to learn about America. In the process, they learned something about each other and about people on both sides of the Lebanon-Israeli border. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.